Hello, ATS, and good morning. There's something I want to talk about with John Lear and flying planes into buildings. Now, he's been a pilot for so long, but he knows a lot about it, and he probably knows more than I do. But it seems logical that if you were to fly a plane as fast as the ones on 9/11 into a building, that you could get that whole plane into the building. Now, John Lear says the plane would fall apart and everything behind the fuselage and head of the plane would just fall to the ground. Why does he think that? Why is he against our American government? I mean, I know a lot of people are. Because they've lied to us, they'll lie to go to war. They did it at the Gulf of Tonkin incident in when we went to Vietnam. So why wouldn't they lie about 9/11? And it's funny that people think that it was an inside job too. Because why? I mean, why would they do that? Somebody want to answer that for me? Of why they aren't like a good legit answer of why they think it's a good idea to blow up their own country. And one of the other issues that I have a problem with is John Lear saying our soul's going to the moon. Now, I'm not going to get into that because it's just completely ridiculous and I don't believe it. And the third thing is, how did those towers fall at the rate of gravity? Well, when you have aircraft fuel, it burns at extremely high temperatures, which is enough to pulverize anything that's in its path. Now, for instance, take thermite and light that on fire. You're going to see the pretty much the same effect as you would if aircraft fuel was burning. Now I'm looking this up right now because I don't exactly know how hot aircraft fuel burns. But I am looking it up. Just give me one second. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. Now, if we know that it can burn really, really hot, then how do we know that it can't, burn through a building, per se. Now, the auto ignition temperature for the typical physical properties of a jet is 410 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, also, you have to remember that is a pretty high temp. But when you also have a huge plane with tons and tons and thousands of gallons of aircraft fuel burning, and the whole plane is on fire and the building is on fire, you're going to be burning that aircraft fuel at a very, very high rate of temperature, and that aircraft fuel is going to melt through all the floors below it. Maybe not all of them, but it's going to burn through a lot of them, and that's going to collapse all the buildings in between the airplane and where the aircraft fuel, the last level that it stopped burning through. And that's going to collapse that. And when that collapses, it's going to put pressure on the bottom levels, and those are going to collapse. And then the top levels are going to come down, and that's why there was what, maybe 14 levels left? Because those had a pile of rubble to land on. Now, somebody also explained to me why John Lear thinks there is 600,000 underground people on Mars. That's a million-dollar question. If anyone can answer that for me, I won't give you $1 million, but I'll be extremely happy. And that's all I have for right now. This is Kid Cudi signing off. Thanks, ATS.